Track 6, Behind the Scenes at Sandringham Flower Show. This month, an anticipated 20,000 visitors will attend one of the region's most prestigious horticultural events. We meet Alan Mason, who, along with Chris Beardshaw, has the tricky task of judging which gardens are best in show.
For Alan Mason and Chris Beardshaw, there's one thing that sets them up for the tricky task of judging the beautiful show gardens at the Sandringham Flower Show. This is vitally important. The day starts with a bacon butty and a coffee, laughs Alan. That's not part of the official Royal Horticultural Society judging format, but it's something we've perfected along the way. For more than 20 years, Alan and Chris, who are well known for their appearances on television, have been much-loved members of the Sandringham Flower Show team. As well as their duties as judges, they also hot the popular gardens forum, with many familiar names. The show is fondly known as Britain's biggest church fete. From humble beginnings, it has grown and bloomed to become one of the most prestigious horticultural events in the eastern region. Now in its 142nd year, the show is held in late July, and this year's falls on the 23rd. It attracts around 20,000 visitors to Sandringham Park, with Sandringham House and Sandringham Church as the backdrop. The King is renowned for his love of horticulture, and it is known to be an event that he looks forward to. It is always a highlight when King Charles and Queen Camilla attend the show and meet the exhibitors. It was also always an important date in the Queen Mother's diary, and in her later years she would tour the show on a golf buggy. It is a date which Alan, who lives in Lincolnshire, also really looks forward to. It's lovely, like a big family show, he says. Many of the same people will come and say hello every year. The committee and everybody involved are brilliant to work with. Graham Brown, the chairman, and David Reed, the previous chairman. It's not like work. He was initially asked to take part by then Sandringham head gardener Martin Woods. I used to present a TV series called Gardens Without Borders when we went around the gardens of different countries, France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Holland, says Alan. As gardening on television became more focused on the makeover format, Alan stepped back from the small screen but continued to do public speaking, and Martin asked if he would be interested in judging the show gardens and do some talks. At exactly the same time, Chris Beardshaw joined the Sandringham Flower Show gang. So he and I have worked together on every show we've done in the last 23 to 24 years. We get on so well. Chris has won more medals at Chelsea than I can even dream about. He's won best garden shows all over the world, yet he's so down to earth. The standard of the show gardens easily rivals the major horticultural shows. Certificates are awarded for gold, silver and bronze awards, and the best in show in each category is also presented with the Eastern Daily Press Trophy. There is a certificate for the people's choice in each category, voted for by the public attending the show. We start by looking at any plans or written work that the garden designers have put forward. We get the chance to read that and get an idea of what they wanted to create, says Alan. We then have a wander down to the show gardens, and we always just keep our distance, so we walk from the right-hand side to the far left. What we're doing is seeing the garden from the distance the general public sees them from when they're just walking by, so that gives us a first impression. They are then introduced to the designers. We always start off with the same question. What did you set out to achieve? Because what we want from them is to tell us the story of how their garden progressed. In the recent past, more and more are creating gardens to raise money or to raise awareness for a charity. And so we want to give them the chance to tell that story. Then Alan and Chris have a wander into the gardens by themselves. That's where the whispering starts. Have you noticed that? I had. It's good, isn't it? Says Alan. Sometimes it's a piece of pure inspiration or a little attention to detail that has caught our eye. They mark as they go along, then they go into a huddle to fine-tune their scores and decide on the best in show. This year, visitors can enjoy large show gardens created by Amanda Thomas and Lorraine and Johnny Baker, small gardens by Kevin Myhill, Hilary Faye Meller, Kelly Rees and Arkscape with HM Design, and a garden by Dean Price Horticulture in the main marquee. Alan and Chris appreciate the hard work that goes into creating a show garden, and they have seen some wonderful ones over the years. The competition doesn't have a theme, but Alan says in recent years the buzzword has been rewilding, with a lot of thought in the planting given to encouraging wildlife. He thinks back fondly at the ones created by the late John Schoen, who organised the show gardens, something which has been taken on by his daughter Louise. John was the most generous person. He always wore a flat hat and had a pipe. If you wanted to put a show garden on, you went to John. You gave him an outline of your design, and he would encourage you. If it was your first attempt and something happened and all your plants got frosted the week beforehand, John would magic up some spare plants. He would take plants away from his show garden to give to someone else. Over the years, John and Louise have put many a show garden on, always with a charity as a beneficiary, and many of their gardens were fabulous because the hard landscaping was spot on, and there was always something about the garden that made you smile. "We've had all sorts of other things," he continues. "We've had people creating what they described as rooftop gardens. We even had a garden one year in recognition of Morecambe and Wise. And sometimes you see a garden and you think, these people will go far. It's the first garden they've done, but they seem to have such knowledge." Alan also really enjoys taking part in the Gardeners Forum, where he and Chris are joined by Martin Davey, former head of horticulture and design at Eastern College, radio gardener and allotment expert Terry Walton, and Nick Hamilton, son of the legendary Jeff Hamilton, from Barnsdale Gardens, which includes a gardener's Q&A session. "Chris is so knowledgeable, it's frightening," he says. "Sometimes he will give an answer, and it's so scientific there are times when I think, is he making this up? And I'm looking for signs, that twinkle in his eye that shows that he's having us all on. But he invariably isn't, and how one man can have such a vast knowledge, I have no idea, because gardening is all I've ever done since I left school, but he just bamboozles me," laughs Alan. A packed day out, the show also features exhibits by many of the region's leading nurseries and horticultural specialists, around 200 trade stands, delicious food and drink, a craft marquee, and even a cricket match. There is also a large area with a packed entertainment programme, which this year includes Norwich Pipe Band, OG Performance Horses, Ridgeside Little Nippers Terrier Racing, and the Imps Motorcycle Display Team. The Royal Marquees host the competitions in vegetables, fruit, flowers and floral art, with the entries grown by local residents. There are also some open classes which anyone may enter. In the Amateurs Marquee, local gardening and horticultural clubs enter a judged display competition, while the Horticultural Trades Marquee features displays by leading nurseries. In the month before the show, estate employees, pensioners and tenants have the opportunity to enter their gardens into two judged competitions. And on show day, the King George VI Challenge Cup and Queen Mother Challenge Cup are presented to the winners. The event is organised by a dedicated team of volunteers, and since 1977, profits have been donated to local charities. More than £825,000 so far. The 2026 Sandringham Flower Show will be a departure, as it is being run by the Royal Horticultural Society, with plans yet to be revealed. But it will be back in its traditional format on the 22nd of July 2027. Sandringham Flower Show is on Wednesday, 23rd of July. Admission costs £19 in advance, £22 on the gate, and includes entry to Sandringham Gardens and Sandringham Church.